On with Mario Lopez.
Hey, you're on with Mario Lopez. Welcome back to the studio. The president and CEO of Masterbuilt, Mr. John McLemore. How are you, sir?
Mario, what's up?
Great to see you. I'm going to tell you how I am. I'm nice and full because we just got down on some of your delicious food. I always enjoy seeing you because I know I'm going to be well fed.
Well, we love coming here. And I tell you, I love what you said. You got to eat before we sit down and talk because you got to have something to brag about.
You got to. I'm like a method host. So I want to really feel what I'm talking about. And summer, of course, is here, and it's time for cookouts. And here's the thing. I love, because you are a true barbecue guy and a smoker, and it's not just about throwing a couple hot dogs on there. You do the ribs, and you can just, you just really take meat to the next level. So tell everyone about the food you smoke for us today.
Well, what we do at Masterbuilt is we try to make this process fun, simple, easy, yet if you want to be super involved with the recipe, Masterbuilt allows you to do whatever it is you want to do. You spend time with your family and friends. Today, we use the Masterbuilt Bluetooth electric smoker. We set the temperature at 275 degrees. And while we were kind of hanging out, I put it on my phone so that I could watch the temperature, the time. We smoked the espresso barbecue sauce ribs. We smoked them for 3 hours. Actually, to begin with, at 225, we wrapped them for another hour, put the barbecue sauce on there, set the temperature back up to 275 for the last 2 hours. And were the ribs good? Were they good?
They were amazing.
They were amazing.
They were amazing.
They got you speechless.
I mean, you gotta really like discipline yourself so you don't eat like a whole rack.
Yeah,
and then you just go into a food coma.
Yeah, and what's so amazing about this is just coming in here with you guys, we actually complimented it with some smoked mac and cheese.
Oh, that was great.
Now you can take your favorite mac and cheese recipe and put it on there for about an hour and a half to 2 hours, or you can go get a store-bought mac and cheese and add some Gouda cheese to it and some extra sharp cheddar
cheese on top of cheese.
Cheese on top of cheese on top of cheese. And you smoke it, and it totally changes the flavor of that recipe. And then we topped it off with a little appetizer with you guys called meat candy. Ooh. And that's a little cocktail sausage, and you wrap it in bacon, you roll it in brown sugar. I'm telling you.
We ran out of those really quick.
We got an empty tray right here.
Bacon's already the candy of meat, but those meat candies were delicious. Yeah. No, it's delicious. Everybody's going to leave happy. And the thing is, a lot of our listeners have never smoked before.
Right.
And it could discourage people, but the smoking is actually easier than the grilling, wouldn't you say?
It actually is. Instead of having to stand over that grill to cook whatever your favorite foods are, you simply put the food on the smoker. And today we use the electric, but we also have propane, we have pellet, we have charcoal, whatever your favorite method of fuel is. Masterbuilt covers them all. And you set the temperature and let it do the work. You don't have to worry about the intimidation of the smoking. People think it's a hard process.
Right.
But we have taken all of the guesswork out. But then we've got those purists out there that love to kind of get their hands dirty and roll up their sleeves and like get involved with the recipe. You can do that as well.
Sure.
So we've simplified it. If you choose to.
Right.
With the Masterbuilt smoker, you can choose whatever your favorite recipe is. And we've got a ton of videos out there and recipes on Masterbuilt.com.
Right.
Like the rib recipe we did today.
That was delicious.
And super cool new recipes that we're doing now is burnt ends. That seems to be a real popular thing on the menus today in restaurants.
Yes.
Whether you're wanting to do it burning ribs, burning pork belly, burning Boston butt. We've covered the gamut with that, and I'm telling you, these recipes are amazing. It just changes the flavor of the food with a little touch of smoke. And here's the key. If you don't want too much smoke, you can control the amount of smoke with the Masterbuilt smokers. If you want a lot more smoke, you asked me earlier, what type of wood do we use? You can go on our website. We've got a pairing out there of the wood recipes that, depending on your recipe, so that we've allowed people to get super involved and sit down at the dinner table just like we're doing right now and say, hey, man, we cooked this recipe together.
Yes, and you can get creative with it. Now, what's going on with this thermotemp smoker? How does that affect the process?
Man, I'm glad you asked that because we've, for the past two decades, Masterbuilt has been in the electric smoker business, and we've perfected the art of smoking with electricity. But there's a lot of people out there that love using propane, but they've always loved the technology that the electric smokers gave them by setting the temperature and it automatically maintaining the perfect precise temperature.
Hmm.
With the Masterbuilt thermotemp, you set the recipe to from 150 all the way to 350 degrees, and it will maintain the temperature regardless of the ambient temperature outside and regardless of how much food you put on, it maintains that perfect, precise temperature control.
Wow, so we're getting very technical with it now.
We're getting very technical. I like it. Wow. But again, it's super easy. And if those people out there want to, again, get really involved with that recipe, you can.
Right.
So it just depends on which recipe.
But then people like me who just want to sit on my couch and watch the Bluetooth app,
bam,
I'm good.
Right. Yep. So you can run the whole gamut right there. Now, as far as ribs are concerned, are you a dry rub guy? Are you a dry rub guy or a sauce guy?
I'm actually a sauce guy. Okay. I like to have that sauce on there. But there's so many
you
people,
can't be a white t-shirt wearing guy.
You cannot be a white, no sir.
But I tell you what, a sauce guy.
If you let go of that rib and it hits your shirt, doesn't matter what color your shirt is.
That's true.
And I love it when people grab a hold of that rib and they say, do I want that sauce to be super juicy? Do I want to bite that rib off the bone? Do I want it to fall off the bone? See, the way we do our ribs is you've got the ability to just leave it wrapped a little bit longer and get a little bit more moist rib. Just depends on what you want.
See, I don't discriminate when it comes to either of those ribs. I'll eat them all. However, I would prefer to like really kind of get in there and bite it off. I'm almost sharpening my teeth with that bone. I like to eat with my hands too, so this is a fun time of year for me.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, that's what you want to do with the ribs, because some people, do I wrap or do I not wrap?
Right.
What I do with my ribs is I'll set the smoker at 225, smoke them for 3 hours, take them off the smoker, wrap them in aluminum foil. So, Mario, if you want to bite them off the rib, leave them wrapped for one more hour.
Okay.
And then when you take them out, sauce them, and caramelize that barbecue sauce for the last 30 minutes, you can bite that rib off the bone. For those that want that bone to slide out, you just leave it wrapped for 2 hours, and it perfects that recipe for those of you that want to bite it off or... Right. Pull that bone out.
I'm like a Rottweiler. Yeah. I need to get in there and start biting it off. Now these smokers just don't work for me. It's because I saw some video on Twitter of someone smoking Scotch eggs.
Yes.
So you can do other stuff other than meat, right? In the smokers. What else?
You can do just about anything. In fact, my son, John 2, is actually doing a Will It Smoke. When is that? Is that on Wednesdays? Wednesdays in the afternoon. He does a live Facebook on different recipes and different things that you can get creative to smoke
with. Cool.
So you can do, smoked eggs. You can do, as we saw here today, the smoked mac and cheese, smoked vegetables. Mm. It's not just smoking your typical chicken ribs, briskets. A new recipe that I said earlier was the burnt ends.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay?
You take your favorite recipe. Again, it can be brisket, it can be ribs, it can be pork belly, or the Boston butt. Cube that up into about 1-inch slices. Put it in a pan and drizzle some honey, barbecue sauce, butter, and brown sugar over the top of all of that.
You can put that on a piece of cardboard, by the way. It tastes good.
You actually said, smoke
that cardboard.
You smoke cardboard. That'd be good. Somebody said, what's the funniest thing you've ever smoked? I said, well, I don't know, a tennis shoe. But
yeah. Right.
Think of the recipe that you love doing and change the flavor of it with a little bit of smoke.
What about a pizza? Can you get a pizza in there?
Yeah. Now, with a pizza, you could do a pizza on a thermal temp, because you got to get that pizza up to about 350 degrees minimum, okay? So if you're going to do that, get the propane unit. Or what you can do, believe it or not, is people love leftover food. You will be surprised at how you could take some cold leftover pizza and throw it on the smoker and add just a little bit of smoke flavor, because you're just smoking cheese.
I love leftover food. My wife gets so excited because I'll eat leftovers, until they run out.
Oh, absolutely.
So, I don't like anything to go to waste. No. So that's a good move. That's good to know with the smoker.
Yep, Tanya and I, in our house, we are leftover king and queen. Our kids will confess to that.
I've learned you can scramble anything with eggs or put something with rice and it'll taste good.
It tastes good.
Well, it's always a joy to see you. John, onwithmario.com to enter our big Master Build sweepstakes, and you can follow John on Twitter at John McLemore. Thanks for stopping by,
sir. Mario, it's always a pleasure. I got to give a quick shout out before we get out of here.
Okay.
I always travel with some member of my family, right?
I like that.
I got Brooke here today, who is my oldest.
Hey, Brooke.
And got our first grandbaby on the way here in about 10 more weeks. So we'll be teaching, I hope his name's going to be Whit, because now everybody thinks it's Whit. We're going to be teaching Whit how to smoke some food.
So she's doing her own little oven making right now,
she's
too, at the same time.
Yeah, oven making, that's right.
That's awesome. Congratulations. And again, Masterbuilt Smoker is available at Home Depot, Lowe's, Sam's Club, Academy, Bass Pro, and Cabela's. And you can visit Masterbuilt.com for more info. Thanks again, John.
On with Mario Lopez.